Morning. Since the beginning of the year, I've been reading the Gospel during the corporate prayer and fasting season. And when I was reading the Gospel of Mark, a few verses stood out to me. And they only mentioned in the book of Mark and nowhere else in the Bible. So we'll take a look at it today. It's Mark chapter 14. Verse 51 and 52. But before we go on, let's bow our head and pray first. Lord God, we thank you for drawing us close to you since the beginning of the year. Thank you also for revealing yourself through our EMP, Sunday service, house church meetings. We ask that the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us to all truths and reveal things of God to us today so that we may have a stronger heart connection with you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Mark chapter 14, verse 51 and 52. But to get a better context, let's begin by reading from verse 46 and we'll end with 54. So, they lay hands on him and seized him, but one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me, as you would against a robber? Every day I was with you in the temple, teaching, and you did not seize me. But this has taken place to fulfill the scripture." And they all left him and fled. A young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen sheet over his naked body, and they seized him. But he pulled free of the linen sheet and escaped naked. They led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes gathered together. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the court of the high priest. So, yeah, this is the time of Jesus' arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the first 51 and 52, I'll just repeat it. A young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen sheet over his naked body, and they seized him. But he pulled free of the linen sheet and escaped naked. So, I'm sure when you guys read it in the past, it's just this kind of detail. What is it all about? Who's this man? So, yeah, the common question people ask is, who is this naked man in these verses? And the other one question is, why did Mark include this detail in his gospel? When I did some digging, I found that there were many guesses. Yes, guesses of who this young man might be, such as the gospel writer Mark himself, or some speculations of other men previously mentioned with a linen cloth, such as Lazarus, Joseph of Arimathea, and the list goes on. But no one seems to offer anything compelling, well, to me anyway, I felt. So, yeah, I don't think I would be able to answer the who is this naked man for sure. But I'll probably give some ideas of why did Mark include this detail in the gospel. So how do I do that? So as you all would, when you don't have a clue, you might need to do some Bible study and praying. So yes, I did some Bible study on these verses and look at the context to see what are the significant things going on. Well, we read the verses before and after, and the context is the betrayal and arrest of Jesus. And I look at some of the words to identify the key themes on this passage. So these are the words that stood out to me, right? So I felt like lay hands on, seize, that was quite a few times, sword struck, cut off his ears, clubs, fled, seize again, fled again. So these verses were suggesting to me that it was a pretty intense and fearful time. That would be the background theme of it. And you might also notice that only this young man with a linen sheet and Jesus, so these two people, were seized by the crowd with clubs and swords, and other disciples weren't, and no one else was. But this young man later escaped as well, naked, in verse 52. So it also suggested that if the disciples weren't fleeing fast enough, they probably would be seized too. So the people, this crowd, actually I felt that it's not only came for Jesus, but he was there to be ready to kill everyone who would be in the way of capturing Jesus as well. So I felt that the depiction of this young man, naked young man, showing a sign of danger and the kind of the atmosphere at the time as well is quite dangerous and tense. And the second theme that stood out to me when I was reading this was everyone apart from Jesus got away. So none died except Jesus. But it was all part of God's plan so that the scripture may be fulfilled. So even though it might seem like a chaotic and turbulent time, God was in control, and Jesus was know what's going on, and it was the scripture is being fulfilled. And then now on verse 51 to 52, I have 3 points. So the first point I got was unfaithfulness in our relationship with Jesus, looking at this naked young man. So it's unfaithfulness in our relationship with Jesus. So this naked young man in verse 51 and 52 depicts the radical change of relationship the disciple have with Jesus. So just follow the logic here. Well, we know that from early on, from the Gospel, the disciples were following Jesus, right? Until Jesus was seized. And then by verse 50, they all left Jesus and fled. And also, right after it, verse 51 to 52, describe that this man as young and following Jesus. So who else were young and following Jesus? It's really a disciple. So just looking at these descriptive words, I think following Jesus is a key to show that they are disciple, and I guess young is also similar age. The disciples, actually, most of them are quite young as well, right? And also, this man, what else does this man do? This man also fled like the other disciples as well. So what I'm suggesting here is that Mark wrote this to suggest how quickly the disciples change from giving up everything to follow Jesus when they were called. And for a few years, right, they were with Jesus in ministry. Two, give up everything to abandon Jesus. Remember, the naked young man, all he had was a linen sheet, and even that was taken away from him. So, so I feel like it's saying that disciples, even those who walk with Jesus for a few years, very quickly change from giving up everything to follow Jesus to give up everything to abandon Jesus. That's like my first point. The second point is about shame and failure in our discipleship. So how did I get that? So the young man was wearing nothing, right? Well, for us, when we have nakedness, often that seems to be quite shameful. So here, in verse 51 and 52, nakedness was mentioned twice. Well, wearing nothing first time and escape naked the second time. So the shameful acts of abandonment of Jesus, that's was what this was depicted in these two verses. So essentially, those who had been called to follow Jesus had failed and have chosen to be disloyal to Jesus. But then again, I think many of us here are disciple of Jesus, or once, yeah, follower of Jesus, who has not failed in our discipleship as we follow Jesus. I certainly have fallen short in my faithfulness, in my courage, in my love for God and people. But I think that a crucial aspect is how we respond after we fail. And now I will turn to my third point, is I will call it hope from Jesus. Hope from Jesus. So, and verse 51, I think I would focus on the word linen sheet. The word linen sheet in Greek is, I'll probably butcher the name, the sound is syndon or something like that. The other place you find this word in the entire Gospel of Mark is in Mark chapter 15, verse 46. It's also used the same word, linen sheet. And this linen sheet in that place is used for wrapping Jesus for his burial, which later symbolized the resurrection, the life-transforming power of Jesus. So it's a, I'm not saying that it's the same linen sheet, but I think Mark is using this like literary clue to suggest that the linen sheet of shame that symbolized the abandonment of Jesus by the disciple becomes the linen sheet of resurrection, power, and life, because Jesus took the shame away from us and put it on himself. So symbolically, the shame died with him, and he rose with a glorified life which he offers freely to those who receive him. So we have hope because of Jesus, no matter our shame or failures. Actually, at this point, I will ask our worship leader to come up to lead us to sing some praises to God, sing praises for who he is, for what Jesus has done for us. And in the meantime, as we're getting ready, I'll also suggest to take a moment to give any lingering shame that we might still have in our minds, in our heart, or any failures that you might have in your walk with God. Yeah, just give these to God. If there's any hindrance you have, yes, give it to Jesus. Allow him to take it. And receive the garment of righteousness. Yes, he gives you hope and a future. Yeah, Lord God, we're so thankful for you. Thank you that you have taken the bad things from our life, even also the good things in our life have taken over, so that we might have you, the best thing in our life. Yes, Lord, may you continue to help us walk humbly with you. No matter if we stumble, we struggle, you are the reasons that we sing. You are our hope and strength. Yes, Lord, we're always so grateful for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to our corporate prayer, particularly also lift up Calvin, who I think yesterday had his had the opportunity to have his stand taken by faith so that he might eat again and that he trusts in full healing. So yes, continue to lift up our brother Calvin, who's suffering from cancer, as well as anyone else you felt led to as well on the list. Please also pray for our loved one who not only ill but yet to know Jesus. And actually what I share in the passage to say today also show how good, how powerful this gospel, the salvation story in Jesus is. Yes, continue to pray for this gospel, the power of salvation to be received by our community here as well. Please pray for those who are suffering from infirmity as well, that they continue to experience God's love and encouragement every day. These people and their loved ones too as well, who walk with them. We don't want to forget those who's looking for jobs, Dan and Bonnie, for God's provision and God to lead them to the right door to enter. Let's turn to our mission focus today, and it's China. Particularly lift up our church plant, the lead pastor there in Beijing and Shanghai, as well as his worker, the Chong family, and Matt and Nate's parents. And yes, the churches in China are suffering from a lot of persecution, shutdowns, workers get sent away and not reaching visa. Yeah, pray for God to guide and provide a way out so that gospel continue to move powerfully in China. Let's also pray for our board. You might notice a couple of new members, such as Kiwan and Sandeep, started this year, as well as Pinay, who's executive pastor, also sits on the board as well. Particularly lift up these new members for covering, for God's protection, not only for them, but their families too. Let's pray for the young adult ministry, in particular the single life workshop will be starting in May, and the sign up will be starting soon. Just pray for preparation for the teams and the leaders, and God calling the right people to join. For men's ministry, the two things that's ongoing is Pure Desire started this year as for God's protection and guiding, as well as a weekly Monday prayer group as well. And yes, and also the women's ministry's women discipleship starting later this month. Yeah, 2 weeks away. About a week away. Let's continue to lift up SP 2.0, which is a new building that we got a prophetic word that a benefactor will bless SP with a building at his timing. And that, just pray for the benefactors, and this will be released at the right time, as well as that the whole church also have the vision for this, share the same vision that right now is only a temporary home that we don't get too comfortable, and we still continue to move forward to a place God has provided for us. Let's also pray for Alpha, starting in a little bit over a week's time. Pray that God calls the right people to join, the guests from SP. And it's really, really like a good program that I've personally done many times, and we still run it every month in our outreach ministry. And yes, also pray for logistics and protection for the volunteers to be able to join and commit to it as well. Lastly, lift up our house church gathering tonight, Blue Pool, Lime Rock, New Conduit, TSC, Fentress. Pray for the Holy Spirit's presence being the midst and moving powerfully, so that we all know Him better and we experience koinonia. Holy Spirit, we're so thankful for You that You continue to open our eyes to see the truth and lead us to know more of Your mystery, Lord God. Yes, continue to draw us close to You, not only here in the prayer time, but also everyday life as we interact with people at work, at school, at home, everywhere You lead us to go. We thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please continue to enjoy your personal prayer time, and see you tomorrow.